This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. In that way that journalism sometimes works in this digital age, I saw an item online today and said, no, wait, we gotta talk to that guy. It was on the website DigiDay, and the headline of the piece is all you need to know, quote, "Father of the emoticon comes out swinging, I think emojis are ugly," unquote. Music to my ears, that was. So we called up Scott Fahlman. He is a professor of computer science at Carnegie Mellon University and the aforementioned father of the emoticon. Thanks so much for coming on.
My pleasure.
Give us the quick backstory, would you, how the emoticon came to be?
Well, this was a long time ago. It was 1982. The internet was very primitive then.
Mm-hmm.
Just about a dozen universities hooked up. And we had just gained the ability to send email from one university to another. We'd had internal email for a while. And we had social media, and that was just sending email to bulletin boards
right, where
everybody could read them. So these kind of crazy, often sarcastic conversations would break out, just as they do on Facebook today.
Yeah.
And, you know, people would sometimes get bent out of shape. We would have these flame wars. Someone would say something meant to be humorous, and just one person out there doesn't get the joke and responds angrily. And so we felt maybe we needed a way to mark the posts we put up that were just meant to be humorous.
When you actually came up with these emoticons, did you turn your head sideways when you did it the first time, or did it sort of come to you conceptually?
You know, I was looking at the keyboard. People had suggested, well, let's just put an asterisk in the subject line if it's not meant to be a serious post, if it's meant to be sarcastic. And that wasn't intuitive. So I thought, gee, we could do better. I wonder if we could put a smiley face in the subject line. But we only had the simple ASCII character set, the sort of English characters and punctuation.
Yeah.
And it had to all be on one line so we could see it in the subject heading. And so I was looking at the keyboard, and what could we possibly use? And then there was the colon, and too bad it's sideways. But then I thought, well, you know, maybe people would turn their heads, and we could make a really nice face in that case.
And there you go. The gist of this article that I referred to up in the introduction is that you are not at all happy with the way emoticons have evolved now into emojis and, you know, plain old yellow smiley faces, you say.
Well, people want to make this into a big crusade on my part, and it's not.
But not a crusade, but you're not a fan.
I'm not a fan of the graphical emojis, no. I think it took a little bit of creativity to figure out how to make a smiling face out of just text characters. And then for a while, people were inventing more and more complicated ones, you know, Santa Claus and Abraham Lincoln and the Pope all being eaten by a python. I think one advantage of the text emoticons, or the very simple ones, is that it's just the essence of smile.
You are and have been a professor in the computer sciences for a long, long time. Here we are 30 something years later.
Yep.
And this appears to be at least a part of your legacy, right?
Well, I've reconciled myself to the idea that the first line of my obituary is going to be, you know, Scott Fahlman, who invented the email smiley face and also made major contributions to artificial intelligence, passed away today. And depending how old I am, I guess there'll either be a smiley face or a frowny face on the on the tombstone.
We'll miss you when you're gone. Scott Fahlman, he's a professor at Carnegie Mellon University. Professor, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Thank you.